Reading. The list of Disney hand-drawn animated movies is long, stretching from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, released in 1937, to The Princess and the Frog, released in 2009. These days, however, most of Disney's animated movies are not hand-drawn. Titles such as Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Frozen, and many others are created by using computers. But now there is a new trend. Disney is making live-action adaptations of the classic hand-drawn Disney movies. Beauty and the Beast, 2017, Dumbo, 2019, and Mulan, 2020, are all examples of such remakes. There are two types of live-action remakes. One type has human actors who interact with computer-generated characters and imagery. Beauty and the Beast is an example. The other type looks like live-action, but is in fact photorealistic computer animation. The Lion King, 2019, is an example of this type of remake. Why is Disney releasing live-action remakes of its classic movies? There may be several reasons. First, live-action remakes are a good way to reboot the classic hand-drawn animated movies, but in a new way. Recreating the same movie again with updated animation would be boring and might undermine the appeal of the original movie. Second, the original hand-drawn Disney movies might seem a little old-fashioned for today's children. A live-action remake can make the movie seem fresh and modern. One more reason is that famous stars can be used in live-action movies. Of course, there are many wonderful voice actors in animated movies, but to be frank, they are behind the scenes. The animated characters are the stars. In contrast, Beauty and the Beast had a major star, Emma Watson. She is famous for her role in the Harry Potter movies and is very popular, especially among young girls. Her appearance in Beauty and the Beast surely helped that movie to become successful.